Janis, it's a shame you couldn't do an uptune for us, but a ballad like that will
later
do.
Later in the show.
Yeah, maybe later we can talk you into it. You're really shot after a number, let alone a whole evening, I would think. Do you tend to kind of collapse after the show?
Well, usually because I get so turned on by doing one that it's hard to stop after one, to tell you the truth, because it just makes you want to do more.
Your engine is revved up.
Yeah, sort of.
I know all the hip expressions, you see. Engine is revved up.
You're a real swinger. I could tell by your shoes, man.
Wait a minute. Now, Janice, these were good enough for my grandfather. And they're good
I had a lot of trouble last week. I wasn't that tune. We opened with another tune, and I tore a muscle.
I heard about this. You tore a muscle somewhere near Maryland.
It's closer to home than that, baby.
Well,
I played 40 minutes, what? Man. I did 40 minutes.
Yeah, but how do you tear a muscle singing? From the exertion of...
No,
the...
I went like that.
Yeah? And actually pulled or literally tore a muscle? I mean, like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, every time it hurt.
Could you feel it go?
Yeah.
What did they do? They set a muscle or did they tape you
he
all up or something?
He told me to be still.
I want to ask you about that tune that you just sang, like I just agreed to ask you about. You wrote the first tune, right?
Wrote the first tune, the one we just did. It's about men.
It's about men. It was a little hard to tell what it was about because I was standing over there where the sound was a little distorted.
Well, inside my head, that's what it's about anyway.
Yeah.
It's about, did you ever see those mule carts?
Yeah.
There's a dumb mule up there, right? And they have a long stick with a string and a carrot hanging in it. And they hang this thing out in front of the mule's nose, mm-hmm. and he runs after it all day long.
Who's the man in this parable? The mule or the person holding the carrot?
The woman is the mule,
and
chasing
the
something that somebody's always teasing.
Constantly chasing
her
a man.
Yeah.
Who always eludes her?
Well, they just always hold up something more than they're prepared to give.
I have to defend my entire sex, ladies and gentlemen. The burden of the
go
defense.
Go right ahead. Of the
why in arm wrestling I could take you 2 out of 3, I have a feeling.
I hope so.
Do you actually sit down when you get up in the morning and write out a song, or do you, when you say you write it, do you compose it on your
feet? You just make it up. I don't write songs, I just make them up.
They don't exist on paper, your songs, in other words.
Sometimes I write down the words so I don't forget them, but I mean, I don't write songs. I mean, that's a whole different concept. I just make them up.
Yeah. Do you ever get back to Port Arthur, Texas?
No, but I'm going back next in August, man. I guess what I'm doing.
I don't know. Now
I'm going to
there?
My 10th annual high school reunion.
I want to take movies and bring them back here.
Hey,
and
would
show
you like to go, man?
Well, I don't remember. I don't have that many friends in your high school class.
I don't either.
Or mine, for that matter.
I don't either, believe me.
You don't either? You, what,
that's
you
why
were,
I'm going.
Weren't you kind of a weren't you kind of a business administration major or something in high school? No, it's
no.
Something in your past. You were.
I worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in school, I majored in art. I was a painter at the time.
Yeah. And do you think you'll have a lot to say to your old high school classmates?
I'm going
to
laugh a lot.
Were you not surrounded by friends in high school?
They laughed me out of class, out of town, and out of the state.
Mm.
So I'm going home.